AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Camp David summit is getting underway between the United States, Japan, and South Korea. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the leaders have agreed to sign a new security pledge with concerns about military activity by North Korea and by China.
This summit today, this partnership, is not against anyone. It is for something. It is for a vision of the Indo-Pacific that is free, open, secure, and prosperous. This is an affirmative agenda.
Even before it began, the summit drew harsh criticism from the Chinese government, which says the meeting is escalating tensions. The U.S. has agreed to NATO members Denmark and the Netherlands delivering F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Our Lawrence Brooks reports.
Danish Defense Minister Jakob Ellemann-Jensen said he was very, very happy about the development. Officials say Ukrainian pilots will first have to undertake at least 6 months training on the aircraft. Ukraine has long pleaded for the sophisticated fighter to give it a combat edge.
Hurricane Hilary in the Pacific has now reached Category 4 strength. It could affect Southern California by this weekend with tropical storm force. In Arizona, the city of Yuma is getting ready, providing residents with sand piles to make sandbags to protect against possible flash flooding. In Canada,
a fast-moving wildfire was reported to be within 10 miles of Yellowknife. Thousands have evacuated. More emergency flights are planned.
That's our Donna Warder reporting. Lawyers for Donald Trump have asked a federal judge to set his trial date in the election conspiracy case to April of 2026. 2 years from now, the prosecution wants to start the day after New Year's. This coming January, stocks are trending lower. The Dow's down more than 100 points. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street, sending the market limping towards its worst week since March. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. The benchmark index is on track for its third straight losing week. The Dow lost 74 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1%. Overseas markets fell even more. A rapid rise in bond yields has forced investors to reassess whether stocks have become too expensive, particularly after the market ripped higher in the first 7 months of this year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.25%. A day earlier, that yield rose close to its highest level since 2007. The rise in bond yields has been pushing mortgage rates up to their highest level in more than 20 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
Another American being held in Russia is being charged with espionage after an initial bribery conviction. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.